Now let's talk about the second type of reframe, which is a meaning reframe. A meaning reframe. A meaning reframe is going to be best delivered when somebody places a meaning or associates a meaning on anything. So you can ask yourself, the way you create a meaning reframe is you can say, what else could this behavior mean? Or internally think of an opposite frame or a different meaning. So you could ask yourself the question, what is it that this person hasn't noticed in the same context that will bring out a different meaning and change this person's response? Let me give you an example. A great meaning reframe was delivered by Ronald Reagan when he was running for president. A lot of people during his campaign were making comments about how old he was. And in the primary debate with Walter Mondale, Reagan was asked, do you think that age is going to be an issue in this election? So Ronald Reagan brilliantly replied, he said, I refuse to make an issue for political purposes of my opponent's youth and inexperience. So the question was originally stated from the perspective of, hey, Ronald, you're pushing it here. You're getting up there in age. Is that going to be an issue for you? But Ronald turned it around. He changed it by changing the meaning of it. And he said, I refuse to make an issue for political purposes of my opponent's youth and inexperience. So in that statement, he changed the meaning of his old age from being a detriment to him to being an asset. So that's one example of a meaning reframe. So it's just looking at something upon which somebody's placed meaning and then changing the meaning. Let me give you another example of an advertising reframe, one that's been used in advertising. A lot of people ask me, how do you use reframing in business? My response is always, how can you not use reframing in business? So there's a brilliant advertising reframe. There was a company that packages red salmon, and they were losing all of their sales to another company that was packaging pink salmon. In fact, pink salmon sales were going through the roof where red salmon sales were really down. So they went to a marketing company and they said, well, do anything. As long as it's legal, do whatever it takes to get our sales up. And the marketing company changed one thing on the label, which turned their sales around immediately. On the new label on their can of salmon, they wrote, genuine red salmon, guaranteed not to turn pink. That one change on their label changed the meaning of the red salmon, and therefore their sales skyrocketed. Now that's just a brilliant example of reframing as used in advertising. Another great example of a meaning reframe was utilized by Jim Carrey in an interview that he did on television. He was once asked why he risked everything to establish himself as his own type of comedian instead of just taking the easy route and continuing to do impressions of others as many other comedians did. And his reply was, a life of compromise is never easy. Wonderful meaning reframe. So that's a meaning reframe. It's actually changing the meaning associated to something, linguistically or otherwise. So you can do that for other people in order to assist them in changing their perceptions. A really good construction, linguistic construction for delivering a meaning reframe in response to is if somebody gives you a cause and effect or a complex equivalence construction in their language. So if they say, whenever X happens, I respond Y, that's a really good linguistic type of construction to deliver a meaning reframe for. Now, on both meaning reframes and context reframes, I've mentioned that there's an ideal sentence construction that you'll receive in order to deliver the response. So for a context reframe, it's if they utilize a comparative deletion, such as I'm too blank or he's too blank. For a meaning reframe, the best type of construction is a cause and effect or complex equivalence. So if they say, whenever X happens, I respond Y. Now, if you're looking to use a reframe in your interpersonal communication, you can utilize your meta model patterns to assist somebody to getting to the point where they actually construct their sentence in that way, in either the ideal way to deliver a context reframe or a meaning reframe. You can assist them in getting there through your meta model patterns. Now, reframing can be a complete intervention in and of itself if you're doing coaching or if you're doing therapy, or you may just utilize it to shake up somebody's model of the world before you do a complete intervention. Realize as well that not every reframe that you use is going to work. Now, let me ask you a question. If you throw out a reframe and it doesn't work, what do? You try something else. You keep throwing out new things until eventually you find one that does work. So don't be discouraged if you utilize a reframe that doesn't have a lot of impact or power. The more you practice it, the better you'll get.